Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and now Android devices. With AccessNote, users can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2016, continuing the year of Braille with Bjorn Lefstad, who is the owner and founder of Index Braille. There are new versions of the Index Braille embossers that we have right here at CSUN. Bjorn, welcome back to the podcast.
Yes, we have the Everest, the basic and the Braille Box version 5.
So what are some of the new features in the version 5 embossers?
Well, it's really been moving into the smart user interface, so you can really see what you're doing and hear what you're doing, and also to mobile printing. So we're adding both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connection, and you can then print it from any mobile devices, such as an iPhone or you know, Android phone or whatever.
So you took an interesting approach to this, as opposed to trying to use, you're not using Cloud Print or you know, those type of things. You're using a web app, right?
We have a web app inside the embosser. So the way you do it is you have your connection like a normal connection to the internet from the embosser, and then you open a browser in your device and type in the IP address of the embosser. Then you will open the app in your device, and you can, you know, you can go to a cloud and find the file to print, or you can go to, you know, the folder in your telephone or your device.
Now, will it, so the web app will do translation on the fly then?
Inside the embosser, there is a translation formatting engine.
Okay, so you send, which formats is it?
Today it handles doc, PDF, and text formats.
Okay, and is it doing UEB or is it doing
we have about, I think, it's more than 60 different translations, but it's doing UEB as well.
Physically speaking, how do the new embossers look compared to the version 4 ones?
They look very, very similar. From the outside, it's just some small changes. From the backside, there is antenna for the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. And there is also a hub for a USB memory, so you can plug in a USB memory and print directly from this memory.
Now, there's speech on the embosser, so if you plug in a USB drive, how would a blind person, like, will it speak out the names of the files, or?
Yes, you have, like, in most modern devices, you have arrow up, down, right, left, and the OK button. So you go in and, you know, search for your file in your memory. And then when you find it and say it's right file, you have the speech to guide you, and you press yes, okay, and then it will do it for you.
Do the models remain the same, basic Everest and Braille Box? So it'll be the same ones? Or?
It's the same model, it's the same name, and they look the same. From the outside, they're very similar. It's just the performance that is much better.
Now, the current or previous now version 4 embossers are, I know a lot of times you do some of the updates, not everything, but some things might filter down to those as well, or?
Yes, some things will be included. We have not decided exactly, but obviously the hardware changes that require Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, it will not be there.
Right, that you wouldn't be able to do.
No.
But some of the other things.
Some of the other things will probably be available on coming updates.
Sure. Any other features we should know about in version 5 that's new? Or?
Well, there's a synthetic speech included. So it's like a cappella speech, which is really nice.
Which makes sense, because you have to read file names and things like that.
You can build up the whole user interface much more dynamic, more user-friendly than if you record different strings.
Right, I mean, really computers have gotten, and printers have gotten very advanced. It's literally like you're using a computer now, yeah. Built into the printer.
I think, you know, in the future, we will take our device at home, if it's our mobile phone or a laptop or whatever, and then we don't even connect it. We just, when we are in the area, in the local area network, we have access to what we can print out, and we print it out, you know.
So we're here at the Ivory A Tea booth, and they're the ones that mostly sell these in much of the United States. Are these all available now, or?
The Braille box is available now. The basic will be available within about a month, and the Everest version 5 in about 2 months.
Okay, and if people want to get more information or learn more, where should they do that?
They can go to Index website, indexbraille.com.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast.
You're welcome.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.